It's 26 minutes to 8 on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. What am I?
When I'm a renaga,
Bishop of the Bishops, Your Excellency, Your Majesty,
His Excellency,
Your Highness.
We are praying for your baby.
Your Holiness.
Greetings, my beloved listeners, sorry to put it again tonight, and also greetings to you, the servant of the Most High God, His Excellency Godfrey Mwabi.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Your Excellency, Bishop David Malatse. A great king.
Yeah, there is actually the big main street to Israel, King David.
Yes.
That.
So is it named after you, or are you named after it?
No, it is named after me, of course.
Sometimes you need dead laughter, man. I get about it's the best medicine.
We need more positive energy in your body.
We need that. Yes, Mrutwaga. So we are continuing with this topic of divine nature, Mrut, something that we have been discussing over the past few weeks, because the tendency is we forget who we are many a times. Yes. We act and behave and showcase the fruit of the old nature, the carnal nature, most of the times. But I can't blame anybody for that, simply because we don't talk a lot about who we really are, that yes, we are here on earth, but we don't have to behave and live like the people of this world. We are from above, and the one thing that set us apart is the divine nature. We have to be different. I can't be swearing, and somebody and the people of the world be swearing out there. So there must be a difference between us and the people of this world, Mfundisi. So this time around, from which angle are we going to be looking at it?
Men of God, thank you so much again for this opportunity to help me to be used by God. Tonight I just want us to look from this other angle. You remember I spoke about John chapter 5 and the man who was, lying down there for the past 38 years. And I was of an opinion that the man was not sick, but his surroundings were sick. That is why he ended up becoming like that. But tonight I just want us to go a little bit deeper, looking into three men. And I just want to look into Noah. I want to look into Abraham and also the man by the name of Moses. Ruti, you remember that because you are the teacher of the word, you understand these things far much better. There is a difference between Noah and the righteous people who came after him. Another study says when Noah first came out of the ark after the flood and witnessed the destruction of the world, he broke down and wept, Ruti, and now in his terrible pain, Noah called upon the Creator, saying, "You have been called merciful. You should have had mercy upon your creatures." Despite Noah's obvious distress, Ruti, the Creator showed little sympathy. Instead, he said to Noah, "Now you are crying, Noah. I came to you before the flood to awaken in you the desire to beg for the world. When I told you I would bring destruction upon the world and also instructed you to make the ark, that is when you should have wept prayed and begged for mercy for the world, yet you did not. Now look at this angle now, in Muruti Mwabi. Here is a man who is trusted by God. We know that in our divine nature, because we were created before we were formed, in any case, before God can do anything in this world, he will consult us. There is nothing that God can do unless Abuwaleba Prophet Abahai. There are certain people, Baloring, they are so connected, you know, to the light, and also in our divine nature, which is our identity in God, so that whenever God wants to do anything in this world, we speak to them. Because God will always say, come. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. Now, here is the man by the name of Noah, giving an opportunity to plead on behalf of these people who were just about to be destroyed, but yet he kept quiet. When we look into the book of Genesis, chapter number 18, here is the man now by the name, of Abraham. And according to the study says, from Noah, to Abraham, we are talking, almost 10 generations. And now here is this man now, when the Creator told Abraham that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were doing terrible things, Abraham immediately begged the Creator to spare them. He asked the Creator, the Bible says, if there are 40 righteous people in the city, will you avert their destruction? So now Abraham, begging God and also pushing his his divine nature for God to subside in his anger. And the Bible says, finally, Modibu, again, when we look into the book of Exodus, chapter number 32, we saw there the man by the name of Moses, after the Israelites decided, to build themselves a golden calf. Rebona Moshe hape akena dipaki, pleaded with the Creator. He said, take my life here in this world, take my life in the world to come, blot me out of your book, leave me with nothing but shame. Then Muruti, I just want us to look into this other angle. Noah took so many, lot of time building an ark. Eloring, it only saved him, his family and the animals, but people perished. And he was given this platform to intercede on behalf of the world. And now when we take it now into our dispensation, we see us busy building, Muruti, the so-called buildings where we hide ourselves from the world, while the same world is perishing from the outside. We see people running from the realities of life. Rebona batho ba balea di nnete tsa bophelo, whatever realities that they are facing. We see people, getting timid instead of facing, those demonic powers. Thinking would destroy abana babon. Thinking would destroy amalapabon. Thinking would destroy their neighbors, even the people that they know. But we see them keep on running into this building to go and hide themselves there. From time to time, you find the man of God behind the pulpit, speaking the mind of God, speaking the heart of God, but yet you find the same people who happen to be an audience not taking the message outside. And now I believe that, Muruti, tonight in our divine nature, there is more that we can do. If each and every one of us, more animal thing, you know, it reminds me of this song that we used to sing, you know, bright in the corner where you are. Mm. If each and every one on his or her corner, you know, was highly connected to the light, there wouldn't be so much calamity and evil, Murutuaka, and wickedness.
You know, Fundis, as we speak right now, Fundis, I'm thinking of the fact that sometimes we as the preachers are to be blamed for not having this divine nature you are talking about. You mentioned there about what we say from the pulpit and people not using that because of, you know, we'll get to that one later. But the point that I'm trying to make here, Mfundisi, is I believe we tend to not know who we are simply because nobody tells us who we really are. Should we be concerned about the messages that we preach? I believe that you can also agree with me that there was a time, gone are the times when pastors used to pray first before they could preach. Right now, we listen to what people want to hear, and in a way, fulfilling what the scripture is saying, that there will come a times in the last days where people will be gathering preachers that will tickle their ears, that will tell them what they want to hear, Mfundisi. Should we go back to our first love, where we used to preach the message, a strong message that is downloaded from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit?
I choose to believe, Mruti, that we were more of judgmental and also condemning than showing love. You know, the more I immersed myself in the study and the knowledge of who I am in the Lord, I've realized that you know we are given too much power, Murut, to resist. You know the Bible speaks about the man by the name of King Hezekiah. Murut, you remember the man by the name of King Hezekiah? There was a prophet, the real prophet this time, the real major prophet this time, by the name of Isaiah. He went to this man and arumilwe ke Modimo. Isaiah o haikisa le ntshile le murumile are, go and tell Hezekiah to put his house in order, for he's just about to die. But Rebona Hezekiah kicking in his divine nature, facing the war and saying to the Lord, remember. Now libella the shock that happened, you know, in the cabinet of heaven where the mortal challenge the immortal, where the creator challenge the creator, and now God said, what is this mortal saying unto me? He says to me, I must remember. What is he talking about? Are Akeling King, Mercedity Aya Buangayona, Likeli Beskin, bring the scale of life. Let us put everything that he's saying on the scale in order for us to measure what he's saying. And the scale said, Omukolota, 15 years. Now, Ribua Kamudimu Mona, Yatebang Gore, Askis, Ribua Kamudimu, Yatebang Gore, thank you. Mudimu, who created us in his image and likeness in order for us to come and reign here and rule and have dominion on planet Earth, and yet he will just come and overrule whatever that we are saying. But it seems that what you are saying tonight, Murudi Mwabi, we were paralyzed in understanding that we are given too much power. I believe that immediately when we read from the book of Bereshit, that we were created in the image and the likeness of God, right there we're supposed to, I mean, to park our bus and started taking and digging deeper to understand that if I am created in the image of I am that I am, that means that I've got too much power. I am empowered to change the situation. But now, the way in our divine nature, it is not always about us, but it is always about others. We must have the interest Sabatulaman at heart before we think about us. Remember, there were women, you know, there were midwives in the you know, somewhere in Egypt where they were instructed to kill the male child, or each and every male child, make sure that happily. But because they feared the Lord, they did not protect the Matilo Abona, because they knew that if somebody did tell the king that they disregarded the orders, they were going to be killed. But we see Mudimu bless Malapabona, because they honored the Lord and they did not care about their own lives. Now, the problem with us in this generation, the problem with us in this dispensation, Rena, we are driven by what we call ego. You know, we want things for ourselves before others. We want us to be seen before others. We are too much into competition spirit. We behave as if the whole thing belongs to us and not others. That is why people are dying out of drugs. People are dying out of alcohol. You name them all. I mean, there are people who turned out to be, prostitute, and nobody cares enough, because now, you know, unalimoki kena mkotein and haki kena mole kena listuri. We run always into those buildings to hide ourselves from the realities of life. We see this man by the name of Noah. The study says he built the ark. Yes, he did build the ark, but the whole world perished. If we can look deeper into our divine nature today, we realize that there are certain people who died, by Lord, they couldn't have died if we did take our position. We realize that there are certain things, by Lord, we were given the power to stop them. But because we don't care about others, let me emphasize this thing tonight, that the spirit that I saw, you know, we don't think about others anymore.
We're not walking in love.
Yes, Muruti. It is no longer about saving the souls, but it is all about what we can get out of them. We see people fighting on behalf of members. We see, you know, people even now consulting the dark world. We see the man of the cloth now going and bowing, you know, in the foreign altars for power, in order for them to rule upon the poor souls.
We are so that they can milk them and get their money. Muruti, let's do this. If you'd like to talk to Mfundisi, feel free to give us a call right now on 012-333-8699, 012-333-8699, or 012-334-1322. Rnali, Bishop David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and the topic is the divine nature. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. That's the number to call there, Alternatively, I'm trying to get open the SMS and WhatsApp platforms, but it looks like we're experiencing some challenges there. But anyway, if you have already sent something, I'll do my best to go and open it, and perhaps before the end of our discussion, we'd have you know, addressed it with Mfundisi. Anyway, try it. We Rumelo go 37871. That's the SMS number, or WhatsApp number 0826572729. Yes, Mfundisi. Shocking things that we do. Hey, you're talking about consulting altars of darkness just to get power, so that we can exert power on the people, so that we can fleece them and take their money.
Murudi, it is sad. It is sad. I mean, where we are today, it is sad. It reminded me of what Jesus said when he said, "The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first." You know, we are in a dispensation, Murudi, where if we look clearly into the spiritual world and the spiritual realm, we realize that gone is those days where you want to be known by the people of the world, but this is the days where you need to register your name in those relics, where all these gatherings, hearing, hadiyatana, people must be worried, but there is just one man who's hindering, you know, our mission. Rather than having the men of the globe joining, the witchcraft gatherings because of anger and hatred and bitterness and jealousy. The same spirit now, it is also transferred to the audience. That is why people will never care. People, if they knew this Muruti Mwabi, they would stop even when, you know, the trench was just about to hit the companies that they were saving. If they are there into those companies, they will join hands and say, "Look, we serve the Most High God, the God who can change, you know, each and every situation, and call upon the name of the Lord." And remember, I always say, Murutimabi, we were scooped out of the soil, and we became the living soul in order for the soul to command the soil. Now we got the power into this world to command things to come into pass, but because we don't know who we are, we are gonna go and join the unions and start doing, and the more we're doing that, then people are losing their jobs, the companies are closing down. But if we can kick in our divine nature, if we can connect again to the light, there is no devil in hell who can stand against us. Even the gates of hell can never prevail against us. We can save Murutuaka. Most lives, they look, they are destroyed by drugs. It is the spirit. I remember somebody once unpacked it nicely to me. He said, "Drugs simply means devil revenge upon God's souls." You know, it is all about the spiritual things. It is a spiritual warfare. But we don't have people who understand their divine nature. We see people kicking out because when I am under the influence of the drugs, what we call the negative energy that will repel him or her from the people who are around him. And now, that is when they are kicked out. We are living in a dispensation where we see plasma TV. When these poor souls who are under attack happen to break into your house and steal your TV, the whole community will come and kill these poor souls because of something that can be replaced. Where are our divine nature, Maruti?
Where is
the earth of love? Where is the God that we serve? Okay, Mudimu ona erering ona le maja. Okay, Mudimu ona erering. I mean, ona le ratu. Rebata humona mayemungaswa.
Let's quickly take this one, Mfundisi. Ready, Pupit, hello. Okay, we lost them there. Mfundisi, okay.
Man of God.
Let's take this one. Hello. Hello? Oh, okay, that's a keyboardist, Mpundis, a keyboardist. Let's wrap up, yeah. Mfundis. We left with 1 minute. Unfortunately, won't be able to take any more calls.
Mruti, all that I can say tonight is that let God revive himself in our lives. You know, there is something that is missing in us. It is missing in our churches. It is missing in our daily lives. It is missing in our families. It is missing also in our family altars because we no longer have that time where we unite in order for our light to shine. Mm. So all that I'm saying tonight, Murugure, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the basics. Let us reconnect where we have left the way.
Muruti, relebohile legamos. Yeah, ke Ramruti Malatse, mo AM 6000. Up next is Hlala Nathi.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM. It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new-look, easy-to-use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.